Gaometru. Known for its peace and tranquility, Gaometru is a spiritual and educational center of Metru Nui. Temples and schools line beautiful protodermis canals that run through the district. Gaometrans so love the atmosphere here that they rarely leave the Metru unless they have to, and then their travels normally take them to the relative quiet of the Anu Metru archives. No Metoran who travels the streets of Gaometru or stands on the shore of the Silver Sea of Protodermis ever forgets the experience. Some would even say that you can almost hear the voices of the great beings here. Legend has it that this was the second Metru constructed after Tom Metru, and the one most favored by Mata Nui, the spiritual guardian of the city. The Great Temple. Many Metoran would say that this is the most important building in all of Metru Nui, rivaled only by the Colosseum. Built on a spit of land so that it stands apart from the rest of the Metru, the Great Temple is a haven for those who are troubled, and a symbol of hope for all citizens. Deep within the Great Temple lies the Toa Suva, a round stone structure said to be the source of Toa powers. The Suva has 6 slots designed to hold the mysterious artifacts known as Toa stones. After placing the stones inside those slots, 6 Metoran were transformed into the mighty Toa Metru. Once activated, the sides of the Suva fell away, revealing a collection of Toa tools. Also inside the Suva were 6 discs bearing the images of the Toa Metru's masks. The Toa believe this was a sign that they were always destined to become heroes. The Great Temple is heavily guarded by the city's order enforcement squads, known as Vaki. Though they will normally allow Metoran to come and go from the site, they will respond swiftly to any signs of disorder here. Protodermis. The city of Metru Nui rests on a sea of silver liquid known as protodermis. With no fresh or salt water anywhere in the city, this is what the Metoran view as the stuff of life. It is the source of almost everything constructed in the city. Protodermis comes in 3 known types. Liquid protodermis, such as that in the sea, which must be purified before it can be used for creation. Solid protodermis, mined in Anu Metru and used for works of art and building materials. Every building in the city is made of solid protodermis. Energized protodermis, the rarest form. Its origins remain a mystery. Anu Metru miners have stumbled upon small amounts in this substance, which seems to have the ability to cause radical changes in the life forms immersed in it. Although samples of this have been provided to Gaometru schools for study, no one has ever succeeded in discovering its properties or duplicating it. Like raw liquid protodermis, energized protodermis is silver in color. Liquid protodermis is drawn into Gaometru from the sea via a channel, which passes into the Great Temple. Here, all purification work is done by a special group of Gaometran. While a few read passages in an ancient Metoran dialect, asking for the protection and aid of Mata Nui, the others supervise the rapid heating and cooling of the liquid to remove impurities. When the process is finished, the protodermis has turned clear and taken on a bluish color. From the Great Temple, protodermis travels in different directions. Some is directed over the falls in Gaometru and into the canals, which wind through other parts of the city and dump their contents into a subterranean pipe system. Other protodermis is passed through pipes and superheated on its way to the foundries of Tom Metru, to be used in the creation of masks, tools, and other items. Molten protodermis that goes unused is allowed to return to the sea. The schools. Gaometru is evenly divided between teachers and students. In fact, the pursuit of learning is so valued there that the Metru employs Metoran from other districts to take care of many jobs. This frees the Gaometran to focus on their roles as teachers or students. Gaometru schools teach the history of Metru Nui, ancient Metoran dialects, and the science of protodermis, among other things. Students spend time in classrooms and labs, but they also take trips to see interesting carvings or new exhibits in the archives. The very best students get to work in the Great Temple as protodermis purifiers. Don't miss Maku's canoes. Maku realized long ago that she did not want to be simply another student. With special permission from her teachers, she decided to devote herself to exploring the coastline of Metru Nui in her canoe. She also became a champion canoe racer and a fine carver of boats. Anu Metoran often use Maku as a guide when they are searching for aquatic rocky beasts to add to the archives. Toa no Kama. Element, water. Tools, twin hydro blades. Mask, Kunohi Rao, great mask of translation. allows the user to translate and communicate in any written or spoken language. Nokama was a well-respected teacher in Gametru before she became a Toa. She is smart and resourceful, but sometimes talks when she should listen. She considers Vakama to be her best friend of the Toa Metru, although she does enjoy joking around with Matau. Nokama takes being a Toa very seriously, but sometimes she misses her old life and her Matoran friends. She is sure she can be a good Toa, but she is not certain she will ever get used to the demands of being a heroine. Vizola. Vizola is a student in Gametru and always thought of Nokama as her best friend. She even kept all sorts of items related to Nokama in her house. But she would get very jealous if Nokama spent time with any other friends, and it only got worse when Nokama became a Toa Metru. Vizola knew a secret, the location of one of the 6 legendary Great Kanoka Discs, artifacts of great power. She decided to use that knowledge to make herself more famous than Nokama. When knowing the secret put her life in danger, she changed her mind and helped Nokama obtain the Great Disc. Bordok. Metru Nui is patrolled by Vaki Order Enforcement Squads, mechanical beings programmed to preserve order at any cost. Vaki are equipped with Kanoka Discs and special stun staffs. Operating from central task force hives in each Metru, the Vaki ensure that Rahi rampages are contained and Matoran do not wander away from their jobs. The Vaki are always around to look after the Matoran, whether they like it or not. The Gametru Order Enforcement Squad is made up of Bordok, among the most cunning of all Vaki. Bordok work in small, highly mobile squads, and it's said they love the chase more than anything. Their staffs of loyalty make a Matoran so enthusiastic about the ideas of order and security that she will actively look for troublemakers to turn into the Vaki. Creatures of Gametru. The Dweller in the Deep. Long thought to be a myth by Gametoran, this creature was said to live at the very bottom of the sea. It was believed to be the only natural enemy of the dreaded Terracava serpents. Nokama learned that these legends were not just empty tales. On the day she dove deep to retrieve the Great Disc, she found the Great Disc inside the jaws of an incredible beast that pursued her to the surface. Witnesses saw only a massive, sleek shape and jaws that seemed wide enough to swallow the Great Temple whole. It has since returned to its home beneath the waves. Kavinika. When these wolf-like creatures were branded a pest in Po Metru, Gametoran adopted them for use as guard rahi at lesser temples and protodermis labs. But the Kavinika proved so short-tempered and ferocious that the experiment was deemed a failure. The Gametoran tried to drive the Kavinika out, but some still roam around the outskirts of the Metru.